Sea Level Stomp here on Neo Rocks. Before that, you heard from Dreadlock Dave, Dance With You, Tropodelic Grits, and Emily Keener, Finer and Brimstone here on Neo Rocks.
I'm looking at you, and you've got your camera set up right above the... I was wondering, like, what is
trying
that?
Something new.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's a good idea.
Well, you've got it on the band right now, and that band is Sea Level. How you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing great.
Doing great.
Introduce yourselves from the loudest to the least loud.
My name's Pat. I'm the loudest.
Pat, you should show your box. Introduce your box, too.
This is my box. I'm gonna hit it.
Hold it up to the camera so they can see.
Yeah. My name's Cody, and I'm the second loudest.
My name's Dave, and I'm the quietest.
And you guys are going to be playing a show this weekend. Tell everybody where you're going to be playing.
We're playing at the Grog Shop with Vibin' Direct for their last show. So, if you guys want to see Vibin' Direct ever in your life, this would be the last time to do it ever.
Now, is this going to be like
Yoza might want to go to it?
That's one of the other bands.
That's one that they're playing too.
That's playing.
Is this going to be like a farewell show, like, you know, like the Eagles do?
And I hope
they've got like 500 future shows.
I'm willing to bet that for sure.
I was hoping that they would go out like kind of like a Nirvana thing and have a bunch of candles.
That'd be cool.
I was hoping for some cool stage.
It's not going to be an unplugged show.
Yeah, but it can still look like a goodbye show.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Nirvana didn't intend that to be, I don't think, but like...
I think they did.
Yeah, well, but still, it looked nice. And the Grog Shop's groggy, but I bet they'll make it nice.
Don't make fun of the Grog Shop.
I'm not making fun of the Grog Shop. I'm making fun of... I'm making fun of their lack of detail.
You're supposed to be promoting
it. Vibin' Direct. I am promoting it. It's a great, clean club. You can eat off the floor in there.
Sea Level live in studio with us. They're playing at Grog Shop Friday night at 9 o'clock.
Well, the good news though, we still have 4 days until Friday, so you can still talk to them about the whole candle situation if you wanted to. And you can go in there and
those floors really clean.
They are.
People are gonna need to be eating off them now.
Oh, they got coffee. You can get coffee there in bottles, which is weird. That's a cool thing that you don't experience anywhere else.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hey guys.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good.
I don't want to interrupt.
Oh, it's all right.
Yeah, no, it's all I don't even know where to go from there. I had a question, then I started listening to you. No, it's all good.
That's what you get.
That's what the box does.
Have you seen Vibin' Direct?
No, I have not actually. I knew one of the fathers for one of the guys.
Mike Miller.
Mike's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in a bunch of other bands.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first show we did with them at Negative Space?
Yeah. You talking about Vibe?
Yeah.
I think
it was like one of their first performances, I think, and it was Wanyama.
No, that was
with them.
That was at Scoundrels, I think.
No. Well, that was the first Sea Level show we did with them.
Wait, how'd you guys get involved with this? How did this show come together?
Wallace.
Wallace at the Grog.
Yeah, I tried to book a show for an out of town band, and Wallace is like, how about you play this show in like a different month? I was like, okay.
Well,
so he hooked us up. Solid.
What a story.
Yeah, it was a great story.
What a tale.
This Friday, Vibin' Direct, Yosemite, and Sea Level. What time does the show actually start?
I believe 8.
Cool. So we just played a song off of your last CD, correct?
Yep. Our oldest one from like 2011.
2011. Okay, I want to hear about your future stuff and what you have coming up, but do you want to play a song live for us now? Cool. What are you going to play for us?
This is a one off our second record called Rights.
Here's Sea Level on Neo Rocks.
Giving over the town, all these eyes and hypnotized when it breaks.
think what you will, I'll think what you like, but just a beauty will not. You can think what you will, I'll think what you like, but just a beauty will not. Yeah, they can lock you up for the night. They can take you in, they can take you in when you try to find. They can have it all, they can have it all.
Here on Neo Rocks, let's talk about that for a second. So, you guys came in with instruments.
Yeah.
Neo Rocks, more like Neo Box.
Yeah, Cody.
Yeah, we came in with stuff. I was going to try to play something else out there, but Pat's the only one that successfully did it.
I brought a really nice snare drum that I love to death that I was going to play the brushes on. Then
which
I just saw this professional audio gear. Pro cardboard box that I just think
he's getting rid of the snare
has the best sound to it. I just think that it has a lot of body to it, but you can also get a lot of definition out of the snare.
I like the makes you a little more square. He's
making
very
a joke
linear.
Because it's very. I only do non-linear triplets.
Yeah, but you can't on the box because it's very linear.
Yeah, I'm just gonna agree with you.
We're getting into some deep theory.
Yeah, this
of
is
music, right?
Non-linear behind the box.
Non-linear triplets.
Yeah, do you know about those, Jason?
it's a buzzword, so you know that a drummer is really good.
Can you explain over the air what a non-linear triplet is?
It's a lot like quantum theory. It's one of those things that I could explain, but it would just take
so
longer.
So you're saying it's like Schrödinger's box. It's
like who? What's box?
Swardinger?
Nope, that's not the name.
Swarbinger?
No, first off, it's a cat.
yeah, but he puts the cat in the box. Yeah, Swarbinger.
Sea level here on DRX. They're playing at the Grog Shop this weekend for Vibe and Direct's last show. With the way they're talking right now, this might be their last show, too.
The box is tearing apart.
Pat's going solo.
The box is tearing apart. Okay.
So, what do you guys... You handed me a CD from 2011.
Yeah.
You guys working on anything new?
Yeah, we got a record we made from... Probably from songs from, like, 2013 to, like, 14 that we're almost done with. And then we got stuff we are doing now with Pat. So we've gone through the line of, like, disappearing drummers. And, like, during the process of that, we would get so far, we would track stuff, and then that drummer would disappear, thus needing a new drummer.
You know the Spinal Tap, how classic just, Spinal Tap spontaneously combust.
And there's a little bit of green goo on the drum chair.
And so we had... Sorry.
Is your requirement for a drummer that they have a recording studio as well?
No. I've been going... Actually, you're playing Tropodelic. We record where they record with RCR Studios.
Okay.
So, like, all those drummers that disappeared appeared in there. They recorded at their one parts. Point. And then they disappeared. And by the time, like, we got a new drummer, it was like they had to catch up. And, like, so...
They didn't have a box, though.
Yeah, they didn't have a box.
That's a big problem.
We didn't... Well, they were too non-linear. That sounds like it could be something bad, actually. that sounds
maybe you
bad.
Shouldn't just throw words into sentences, yeah. Dave.
Well, that's a bit from what we did.
So Friday at the Grog Shop, Yo Smite, Vibe and Trek, and Sea Level.
Yes.
Well, probably... what time are you playing?
We play first at probably 8:39-ish.
8:39-ish.
Is that safe to assume?
Yeah, Grog Shop hours? I'd say about 9. Approximately.
Okay.
I also agree.
Now, something else I want to talk about real quick before we get into your next song. Dave, you're doing something at Negative Space.
Yes.
Tell people about that. What's going on there?
So Negative Space is a nonprofit art gallery, which is this giant room above this Asian plaza in Cleveland. And we got a recording studio in there and a stage. You played there once.
Yes, I did.
And which was a weird show. I apologize for that.
Well, because I was playing.
No, not because you were playing, just because no one went on this radio show and promoted that show.
Yeah.
Except for you.
Yeah.
So, but we do this monthly showcase every third Friday where we get different artists from all different types of music and we put it together. So the idea is to share the artwork and to share the bands and introduce people to new people. In new form.
Who's the artist? Who's the guy?
Gotti Zamir. His stuff's always there, but it's a rotating cast of artists every month.
Wow.
So what I've been doing is trying to put a showcase together, and I'm trying to book it up for the year. So if anyone here in the ether of the radio would like to play a show there, should.
Where can they go?
They can go to thinknegativespace.com to email me. Or find me on Facebook and email me. Catch me outside.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I think that's a good open call. I think.
And so that space actually moved, didn't it?
Yeah, across the hall. It used to be a lot smaller. Now
it's huge.
Ginormous.
Yeah. I was so surprised when I walked in there last month. I'm like, wow.
It's like an airline hangar.
It is.
Yeah.
Without the airline.
It looks beautiful. Because my brother Devin built it, that big ass window in there.
You know
was
that window that Devin built always like a little weird. Like no offense to Devin, but
a little weird because it's amazing.
I think you like made a little lopsided or something because it's always blinding me.
Nope, beautiful window.
Devin doesn't screw up.
It's a big window. I don't think Devin did all of it.
Probably not.
Probably not.
It's fair one
enough.
Window.
Oh yeah.
All right, so this Friday at the Grog Shop, Yosemite, Vibe and Direct, and Sea Level. Let's do another song.
Okay.
What do you feel like playing?
This one me and Gaw played for you last time we were here.
Michelle Gaw. Yes.
And
last time you were here, it was Busking for Bread, right?
Yeah, we had a benefit show at the Beachland Ballroom, wow. Which turned out really good. I remember we made like 700.
It was good.
That was a good benefit.
We were working hard and it paid off.
Yeah,
I remember some serious sweat.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sweat is good.
Sweat is good.
Yeah. So, the name of this song again.
This name of the song is Lover.
Here is Sea Level on Neo Rocks.
Never heard a box sound so good. Well, I wanna be your man. I wanna make you understand. Because it works for you. Well, I so I can feel you. Because it works for you. Now wait a minute. Now wait a minute. Now wait a minute. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man. Well, I can feel you because it works for you. Well, I wanna be your pear tree so you can climb all over me because it works for you. Now wait a minute. Now wait a minute. Now wait a minute. I wanna be your man. I wanna be your man.
Ready, Cody?
C-Level Live here on Neo Rocks, playing this weekend, Grog Shop. Tell everybody about it once again.
Grog Shop, Vibe and Drek's last show, the 13th.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
The box will not be there.
The box will make an appearance.
No, it will not.
A different box will.
We're also playing on Saturday in Michigan, if anyone lives out there or wants to come out there.
If anyone in the northeastern Ohio.
I feel like we should
station.
Address this more. I think we're going to take a break and come back or something. Is that, we're done talking? Do we get to talk more? No? Can I run the show?
can I just keep talking?
Horrible idea.
Well, no, I wasn't sure. We wrote those points.
And, no, you have such a good radio voice.
Thank you. I've been working at it.
So, anybody out there in Radio Land that wants to know more about you guys, where do they go?
C-level44.com or C-level44. Or at C-Level44 on Facebook and...
Or search C-Level on Spotify, Apple Music,
Bandcamp,
YouTube. All that stuff.
Yeah, the works.
All right, so once again, Grog Shop this weekend.
Yes. Vibe and Drek's last show.
7:13, 8 o'clock.
If there's any show of ours you want to see, it should be that one. Because it's not our show.
There's other bands. And they are good.
We're very confident in ourselves.
We're very confident that they will be good.
Yoza might want to be there.
All right. Guys, thank you so much for being in studio tonight.
Thanks for enduring.
Thanks for having our box.
One more track from you guys. Halfway there, right?
Yeah.
We got that right now on Neo Rocks.